Blog Talk Radio.
Let's stand in his honor tonight, everybody that can get on your feet. To him who sits on the throne and unto the Lamb. To the King of kings and the Lord of lords. We bless him tonight. Everybody lift your hands just for a moment. Come on. Let's lift it up to him right now.
To him who sits on.
We're talking about
The voices sing it out. Oh, 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 oh. gates of heaven. When you're standing there, can you only imagine? Can you imagine? Can you imagine just standing before the King? Oh, I can only imagine what it would be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine. Can only imagine. I could only imagine.
praise all over the room. We worship the Lord. I want us to worship God for just a moment. We talked about one sound. Everybody say one sound. There is a kingdom sound. There is a kingdom sound. Everybody say that. There is a kingdom sound. Say it again. There is a kingdom sound. And I want you to understand this, that there is always a sound that precedes a move of God. Everybody say that. There's always a sound that precedes the move of God. Whenever you will find deliverance, wherever you will find healing, wherever you find a move of God, it is always associated with a sound. I want us to take just maybe 30 seconds, and we're gonna sing this song. We're gonna raise it as an offering to the Lord. But I want us to take about maybe just 30 seconds, if you will. Brother, I just want you to minister on that guitar. I want you to raise your hands in His presence and let's just worship God all over this room. Come on, everybody, let's worship God all over this room. Hallelujah. God, let's sing that again. Hallelujah. Every voice in this room. So we give you high praise and we say, hallelujah. You have won it all for me. Listen, I want you to lift your hands for just a moment. Let's worship God. I want to hear that guitar for just a moment. I just want you to minister. The Bible calls it a zamar praise. That praise upon the string instruments is that zamar praise. Glory to God. The Bible says that Saul called for David to offer a zamar praise when he was troubled with the spirit. There are some of you who are troubled in your spirit, but as we worship God in this fashion, God is going to set you free in your spirit.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord, and praise the Lord again. I've been trying to talk to you all evening. I don't know, you may not have heard everything that I've been saying, but amen. I hope you can hear this. We have come to the end of another episode of Tehillah Worship. And as always, I have enjoyed myself being your servant leader, your music minister on this and every evening. I pray that you all have enjoyed yourself as well. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. May the Lord turn his countenance upon you and give you peace. I pray that you have a blessed week. I pray that you be empowered. I pray that you be edified. I pray that you be encouraged. And I pray that all that God has given you on this weekend, on this day of worship, and this time of Tehillah worship, that you can share it with someone else. Go in peace, go in Jesus' name, and go in the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for joining me tonight. Good night and God bless.
Something is coming to the earth in our generation. Can't you sense it? Can't you sense it? I hear it, 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 I hear it. I hear the sound of revival breaking out all over the earth. I hear the sound of revival even breaking out in this room.
All we want is
afraid. We've been told. Now we're crying. Heaven send a rain. Can I get some people who have some seeds in the ground to just begin to declare that? Just help me out. I just want to hear you sing it. Say, we've been praying. We've been sowing. Now we're crying. Come on, say it real big. Say it. Come on, can you just say it one more time in this room? Let faith rise with you. Come on, say it. Say, we've been praying. We've been sowing. Now we're crying. Let me tell you something. Rain only matters to those who have seed in the ground. If you don't have seed in the ground, rain is a nuisance. But if you've been planting some things and you've been praying some things, when the rain comes, you can expect a harvest. Follow. This is for everybody who's been sowing a seed in a dry season. And you keep saying, I wonder where my harvest is. The harvest is connected to the rain. I'm telling you, there's a revival coming to this land. God is about to send the rain to this land. And every seed that you've sown